and welcome to Soul Sisters. We're delighted that this season of the podcast is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, our favourite toothpaste brand. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant, confident, and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. I feel like I'm back to normal because I'm back in my studio and I'm not sitting on the floor in Tally's room anymore.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say the light in Tally's room was great, but actually the light also in there is great.
Yeah, so it is. And I have to say, when you stick on a ring light, it just makes your teeth look extra white.
Ding!
How are you this week? Back? Would you say you're back to reality? Is that a phrase that you would use, or is India also reality?
I would say I'm back to reality, and it's been a game of two halves this week.
Okay.
I think when we recorded the last episodes of Soul Sisters and I just got off the plane, I was high as a kite.
Mm-hmm.
And wowee, did I have a land in the first half of this week. Monday was hell on earth. Tuesday was just equally bad.
So when I was editing last week's podcast, I was laughing when you were saying you were born like during match of the day and you were like, and now you just use a sports analogy. So this is like in your DNA. A game of two halves.
So my mum was a PE teacher and now one of my best mates, David, was in football. So I do pick up the sporty lingo.
Even when sports people are being interviewed, like so say Keith Earls was on The Late Late on Friday, it was like they speak in sports ways.
See, the two things with sports people, right? One, they're in the dressing room and they're talking about tactics and the game and they're using sports language. But then they also get media training, which will teach them to speak in sound bites.
And put up a wall.
And put up a wall. Exactly.
Audrey came over last night and we were standing there and we were like, da-da-da-da-da. Do you know what I mean when I'm doing that?
Is that the Beckhams?
Yeah. Did the whole world fall in love with David Beckham in that moment?
Yeah, I think so. It did give me a slight ick.
Why?
Am I the only one?
Oh, you have to be. We need to hear from the Soul Sisters.
I just thought to myself, this is so choreographed. Is like...
No.
I've seen so much choreography in this. Maybe it's all not real. It's not real.
Now, speaking of Netflix documentaries, have you watched Robbie?
Top. Look at this. Oh, you can't see my laptop. Tip top on my list. Finished it yesterday.
I'm finding it hard to get through it.
Why?
It's hard for me to watch Robbie in his bed in his pants.
My boss said this on set during the week. Why is that hard?
I think it's hard because it feels too staged.
Right. I actually think it's quite the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I have finished the documentary yesterday and I'll give Robbie Williams one thing. He's authentic.
Mm.
He has clearly done a lot of therapy and he... Both in the footage from the 90s and the noughties and actually in the analysis of the footage, he says, he calls it like it is. And I would say he spends, if he's not out working, he spends the majority of his time in his pants or in his bed. So he just said to Ridley Scott, you can come over, but I'm going to be in my pants.
That's something for me to question, right? So for him being his authentic self, which is not the way we're used to people showing up,
yes,
makes me feel uncomfortable because he's not willing to put on a mask.
Ah, my God, well analysed by you.
Mm.
That's exactly what that is. So we are happy to watch the Beckhams because that is curated. It's a happy ending. Aren't you happy now? Do you feel happy now? No, I don't actually.
I did.
You did. And of course, then Beckham's there at the very end scrubbing the the grill until the sun goes down, you know, and
frying that, one mushroom on it.
Yeah, that is the reality of him. That is what his career has done to him. But do you know, so do you know what it made me think about watching Robbie? It's sad. And I must say I felt a bit glum after it. I woke up this morning and I felt a bit glum. So if you do feel a bit sad and glum after it, that's what it is. Mm. So go out and hit a joy button after it, because it's hard going in places.
Yeah, but well done for him for showing up as his authentic self, challenging us to be comfortable with that and teaching us something in the process.
It's not one, it's the other.
She's like, hey mom, I need a drink. So will we get back to your week?
Yes, yeah, so I mentioned Tuesday for me was a low point this week. And I just wanted to tell you about a beautiful little sign I got from my coach and mentor.
Oh.
So on Tuesday, I thought to myself, I would do anything for a phone call. I would do anything for a chat today. I just would love a chat. And I decided that I would go around the corner to the dry cleaners with the pile of shirts that I had been ignoring in my hallway, just drop them off. And I would go back to the dry cleaners that I trust, as opposed to going to the guy beside mm-hmm. the station. And I walked in and he was having a chat with a guy I often see in there who is... All hail the plastic paddies, right? This guy has an Irish dad. He's probably in his 50s now, so his dad may have passed. But they are some of the friendliest people I meet in the UK, because they're part Irish. And so when they meet a fully Irish person, they can really indulge in all of the bits of Irish culture that they love. So this man turns around to me and he sees me and he goes, Claire, hello. And I was like, God, I haven't seen him in months. He knows, he remembers my name. This is amazing. So we start talking about Guinness and we start talking about the West of Ireland and we're just chatting away. And then he turns to leave and the dry cleaner says, see ya, and says his name. And his name is the same as my coach and mentor.
And sorry, I know that you've probably noticed that my mouth has been open since you started this story, because you've sat there for the last 2 years in that seat recording this podcast, and I have never, ever seen the light shine on you through your window like it just did. And as you were telling that story, there was a bright light on you. Did you notice it?
I saw it, yeah.
There it is again.
Oh my God, there it is. I see it. And then that turned my week around. Also, what gave me a bit of a lift this week was Ryan Tubridy.
What a comeback.
What an absolute comeback. I know one of the guys who works for Virgin, and he said to me, turn on Virgin at 9:15 this morning. I was like, that's interesting. And so I turned it on and I heard Chris Evans say, Ryan Tubridy is the new mid-morning presenter on Virgin Radio.
I actually wrote underneath Ryan Tubridy's video, hey Ryan, amazing news. You know, those red lights, they eventually turn green if we're willing to trust the universe.
I love it.
And it is just proof that you can be in the most shocking time of your life, like your life could be unfolding in a way that you never thought it would, and then all of a sudden you arrive at a destination and you say, oh, that's why that happened.
Yes, completely. And I thought that with Tubbs, I thought, my God, he has been through the absolute ringer. And you know what is testament to him? The amount of people that react to his posts on Instagram.
Yeah,
so like thousands of comments.
I think he said, you know, he mentioned Terry Wogan's name, and it's exciting to see what's going to unfold for him. And I think he has everyone behind him, you know, putting the wind in his sails. Now, would you drop him a little text and say, hey, if you need a friend, I'm in tooting?
Well, I must say, he said thank you to the London Irish who've been sending him obviously lots of well wishes and stuff. And I just thought to myself, I'm in and out of Virgin a bit because of Dish. And if I ever did see him, I would absolutely go and press my face against the window to the point where he would be like, who's that? And I'd walk in and be like, hiya, Ryan. Well done.
Oh, I love it. And I love that. The London Irish.
Got to stick together. So how about your week? What went on for you this week?
So we got a living room transformation, guys. We said goodbye to the couch. Well, actually, I'm still looking at the couch. It's right there.
Oh, what? Hang on. You haven't thrown away the chair, have you not?
We have not. We have not. But we have replaced it with a new 3 meter couch.
Whoa.
And Jamie was sitting on it the other day and I came into the room and I sat down right beside him, like cheek to cheek. And I was like, see, babes, we can have the biggest couch in the world, but we'll still always want to sit right beside each other.
Aww. So then you got up and moved along the couch.
And then I just went to bed. But Shanley's came out. It's absolutely beautiful. Our dream living space. And just feels cozy, you know, it just feels like home. One of the biggest reminders that I got this week was from a soul sister. Now, I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but you know, the way you just meet someone and you're like, oh, like I could easily spend time in your company, days, weeks, months. And do you remember Angela from 98FM?
Of course, yeah.
It's her mum. Her mum, Chris, and I'd never met her before, but they're like twins. So as soon as I saw her, I was like, this is Angela's mum. But anyway, Angela did something for me when I got sick and I wanted to tell her mum because it's never left me and it was such a beautiful gesture. And I was telling her about this thing Angela did and she said, you know why she did that? And I said, no, why? And she goes, because I was sick too. And she knew how you were feeling. And then she said to me, since the day I got sick, and she put up her two wrists, she said, do you notice anything about my hands, my wrists? And I said, no. She goes, I don't wear a watch. Since the day I got sick, I have never put on a watch. I don't have a calendar. I get up every single day and I live my life to the full. I don't think about tomorrow. All I do is think about how can today be great? I was like, wow, we're all already all caught up in Christmas. How can today be great? What can you do for yourself? How? I also had a therapy session and it was like, do you hug yourself? Do you hold yourself when you say no and you feel guilty? Do you put your hand on your heart and forgive yourself for that? And I was like, no, I don't. So I got a few reminders this week about how precious life is and how we spend our time. I also, in my therapy session, had to stop it to write something down because it actually stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, I'm sorry, I need to write this sentence down because it's going to help me so much. Let me just get it for you. Life is about living and making the choices that give you life.
Very good.
So if you're rushing through the day and you know you're not looking after yourself in the proper way, stop. What choice can I make today that's going to give me life, that's going to help me live longer? And stop and do that for yourself.
I am a week without coffee or decafs or whatever the hell the little crutch was. And my mum sent me a text this morning and said, because I had been slightly under the weather as well. She said, I presume no yoga this weekend. What about cut the mustard? ? And I overwhelmingly have realized that the me going in to pick up a coffee every morning was an attempt to give myself like a false pick me up.
Yeah, like a little hug in a mug.
Yeah, exactly. So, and because I haven't been having it, I've tuned into my body to see how I feel. And here's the bad news.
Oh,
here's the bad news. I feel great. I feel superb. My gut, my microbiome may as well be going, nice one.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Now, do you know what your next step on your good health journey? Get the sim proven to you, Claire.
And you know what? I did 6 weeks of Simprove after Steph. You know Steph's packed lunch. There's Steph on Channel 4. I saw something online. Yes. Okay. So I've already done 6 weeks of Simprove. So you recommend I should do it again?
Yeah. Well, like if you're working on your good health and you want to make your body sing.
Why not? And
yeah.
And actually, do you know what that reminds me of? It's Black Friday time, friends. So I bet you Simprove are doing a deal.
What was that thing on your list? The Lumi light?
Ah, got it. Oh. It's on. It's coming. It got that and I got a serious discount on that. And do you know what else? Now, this might be, forgive me, friends, if you're all going, duh. But a friend of mine in work the other day said, oh yeah, like every Black Friday, I buy all my shampoo and conditioner for the year and I've literally just run out of it. And I went, oh my God, that's genius. At the moment, my Kérastase stuff is 30% off. So I'm literally going to buy as much of a year's stash as I can and do the same with my moisturizer. And I'm a winner.
Do you know, that's so weird that you said that, because I also read this. If you want to like improve your wellness, sit down, make all of your hair appointments for the year, make all of your doctor's appointments, you know, whatever, your mole check, your breast check, whatever it is. And that lifts an invisible burden off your chest. I got an email from the school last week of all the days off, all the holiday days for Pia. And I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? You'll notice. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put every single one of those dates into my diary. So nothing can catch you off guard.
That is genius.
Yeah.
And I must say, that is so not, that's the antithesis of the way that I live my life. I wake up in the morning and I see a text from my hygienist. I go, ha! Oh my God, I've got an appointment this week. Instead of actually looking at my calendar and saying, oh, in 3 weeks' time, I'm heading to the dentist.
Do you know what freaked me out? Jamie said, next year we're getting a wall calendar because like wall calendars aren't really fitting like the aesthetic of my office. But you know, it is an office, so we got to do the things that actually help the business. And I said, okay, fine, we can get one. And he said, do you know what? I'm going to get an 18-month one. And I don't know how I feel about that.
18 months. Why?
It's a long time, isn't it?
That is a long time. And then, so you're doing 1 year and then you're doing 24 and then you're half of 25.
Yeah.
I think that's too far in the future, personally.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Jay, but like there's future proofing and then there's just, you know.
So last week we got such a good reaction to the Feng Shui Christmas. Now, what we did get the most reaction from was leaving a little basket of baubles by your front door and getting visitors to put them on your tree as they come to your home. So if you missed that, that's in last week's episode. Now, obviously, my algorithm is, oh, we have an organized person here all of a sudden. Let's just keep throwing these things at her. So I got served the closing shift. Have you heard about it?
Nope.
It's gone viral on TikTok. The closing shift is a way to make your life easier and more productive. So, you know, in hospitality, they prepare for the following day. You know, whoever's last on, if you watch Below Deck, they're going around, they're doing all the bits so that the boat is ready to rock the next morning or the hotel or whatever it is. So we can all bring in the closing shift. Do you want to hear what the steps are?
I absolutely do.
Okay. First of all, you load the dishwasher at nighttime and you turn it on. I don't know if that's safety authority, what you're meant to go asleep with the dishwasher on, but
Apparently it's good to run the dishwasher at night because it's cheaper.
Okay, perfect. So load your dishwasher, stick it on. A 5 minute tidy up of the kitchen, wiping down the surfaces, putting away things. You could even set your table for breakfast.
My dad does that and it makes me think like I live in a B&B.
It's so wholesome. Jamie's mum does it as well. And sometimes I do it for Pia because I know how I feel when I see Jamie's mum doing that. Like, I feel really loved or taken care of. So I love when she like comes down the hall in the morning and I have her little breakfast table set up. And sometimes I leave her a little note, like even though I'm in the house or whatever, but I'll like draw like a love heart on a piece of paper and leave it in her bowl or whatever. So you could even go as far as setting up the breakfast table. Put the shoes away. Put your keys by the front door. Tidy up the clothes, you know, the way we have this chair and we just keep throwing the clothes on and then it's the weekend and you have to put away a week's worth of clothes. So put your clothes away. So you look at it like you're closing down your house for the evening. Then you can go to bed, namaste, have a really nice sleep, get up the next day and feel like you're ready to rock.
Love that.
Now, would you do that anyway?
No. No. The best version of me would do that. This particular model, nah, nowhere near it. I have two new dating strategies that I wanted to tell you about, and this feels like a good time to tell you.
Okay, go on.
First of all, I came back from India and I went to, remember I said to you I was going to get a date with that guy Sam in the diary?
Like, I'm surprised you even came back from India knowing that you had to arrange a date. I thought you'd go to India, we'd never hear from you again.
Let me tell you, on Tuesday, I was considering booking a ticket back. So anyway, Monday, Tuesday didn't feel great. Wednesday felt a lot better. Thursday, woo, gust wind, me sails. Got back onto Hinge to look Sam up and get a date organized.
What?
My inbox was empty. He unmatched me.
Oh, Jesus. What does that mean?
Well, exactly. Look, my feeling on it was that probably I could have put a date in the diary with Sam before I went to India.
He's gone and met someone else.
Yeah, he probably has. My dating coach, Emer Draper, when I met her for speed dating, gave me a little silicone ring called a pear ring. This little ring, if you wear it around, indicates to other people that you are single and ready to mingle.
Okay.
Emer gave it to me and she's like, wear it and just see what happens. Now, my feeling on this ring is I've been wearing it for a couple of weeks and before I went to India and after. And my feeling with the ring is women are probably more likely to wear it than men. But I suppose if a man knows what the ring means and sees it on a woman, then he would know that she's single. So they're calling this like one of the biggest social experiments in the world. That for me was a big enough incentive to get involved.
Oh, I love it.
That's good, hey?
That's really good.
And then the other strategy I read about on the Daily Mail. Now, this I kind of need your approval on. Basically, it's big in New York. What people have been doing is handing out what are like business cards to people they find attractive in life. Now, what do you think of that?
Brave.
The girl on the Daily Mail, the journalist, put on her card, "Hi, I think you're cute. My name is Sophie. I'm bored of dating apps. So if you think I'm cute as well, then get in touch." And it gives her Insta and her email.
No, you're like flyering for a fella. I can't. Like, whoa.
I think that's cool. I actually quite like the idea.
It's an interesting one. Leave that one with me. You're doing great.
Thanks.
You are like the fact that you're wearing that ring on the tube is enormous and so brave, so cool. I'm so proud of you and we're all behind you on this. One of my favorite moments of the podcast is coming up. Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And better yet, it's safe for your enamel. With Colgate, you can feel confident and empowered for the ultra small moments in your life. And I know your week got better since Tuesday, so I'm excited to hear your ultra smile moment this week.
Yeah, okay. So my smile moment happened on Friday. I had a trip to the hygienist Surprise! You've got a dental appointment today. And I rocked in, hadn't seen her for between 6 to 9 months. And you know, there's always that moment of like when you sit in the chair and you put on the glasses and you're thinking, what's she going to see? Like, you've obviously spent 10 minutes brushing your teeth with Colgate Max White Ultra before you go see her. But I'm sure her very tuned eye can see that this person has just brushed their teeth particularly well this morning and hasn't been keeping them well for the last 6 months. So she, you know, cleaned my teeth and kind of made comments and stuff in between. But at the end, her summary was very good teeth. You're keeping them very well. Keep up whatever you're doing is right. So keep doing it. And maybe you just need to get one of those little tiny brushes to get into the back of like your wisdom or your molars.
Okay, this is good report.
Isn't it? And I thought to myself as I smiled when I walked out, thanks Colgate Max White Ultra.
I just love a seal of approval. So live in the moment and be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, available in all major Irish retailers and on sale in Dunnes for half price until December 5th.
Hey, so let's get into recommends. What have you got for us this week?
Yesterday, I went to watch Jamie and our friend Greg O'Shea run the line, which is a mountain run in the Dublin Wicklow Mountains. That's for the Dublin Wicklow rescue teams. Oh. It's a beautiful event. I actually did it last year. Oh, God, Jesus. I forgot to tell you. Shrubs and Rubs was there, sprained his ankle.
What happened?
He went over on a rock. Now, I did. It's a trail run, as I said, through the mountains. I did it last year. I did the 13K and I was like, oh, it's just a tiny bit like scary for me. Now, I was so inspired yesterday. I'm definitely going to do it next year. But I was kind of glad I took the break this year because I'm a little bit tired. And I was like, I don't know if I'll have the concentration to do the trail run. Mm. So sending all the love to Shrubs and Rugs. We gave him a hug. So he's called Shrubs, Rubs and Hugs for this week only. He needs the hugs if you see him out and about limping around. So they were doing the run and it was so inspiring watching them go off together. And I have to say, do you know Greg?
And I've never met Greg, but I heard him on The Good Glow and I loved him.
He's pure heart and soul. You would love him. And himself and Jamie are great pals and aww, we love when he comes to the house. And his girlfriend, Johnny from South Africa, is an absolute babe. Anyway, they're coming to run the New York half. We're all doing it together.
Fab.
Now, Greg is an Olympian. He's like a rocket up there. So they were about 13K in and Jamie said, you know, you go ahead, mate. Like, I'm probably slowing you down. Like, Jamie's 43. Greg's a spring chicken. So off he went and Jamie was there and hadn't trained. You know, we've just had a baby. We're up a lot of the nights. Jamie's wrecked. And he said, I need a pick me up. And he put on Tommy and Hector's latest podcast. And he said he laughed for the next 13K with them in his ears. Have you ever listened?
I've never listened.
What? Their podcast, Tommy, Hector and Larita, is so good. Two of our friends, Hilary Proctor and Brendan Proctor, they live in Washington, D.C. They're from Donegal and they run together. They're married in America and they stand where they're about to start their run and they get the podcast. They have their headphones in and they go 3, 2, 1 and press play and do their run. It is pure joy. So give it a listen if you're looking for a laugh, especially if you're away from home. So that's what I'm recommending this week.
Oh, good. And you know what? I could have done with that this week. So I won't make the same mistake twice. I'll put it on this week. I have, you know, for the couple of months that have been in it for me, maybe the time of year, I have been trying to initiate a manifestation drive. And I just have been like struggling to get there. And so I was taking stock. I was looking back. Rather than being like, what do I want my next 5 years to look like? I decided that I'd look back at the last 5 years and say, you know, the stuff that happened that you didn't think would happen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For instance, I bought my own flat in 2020. Never in a million years did I think that would happen. That happened. These days, I eat two aubergines a week. Never in a million years did I think I'd be doing that. You know? So the things that we least expect can actually happen. When I did that, I thought to myself, okay, I need just a little bump, like a push in the right direction on the manifestation front. And there is a podcast, which I may have mentioned before on this pod, called Manifestation Babe Podcast. Catherine Zenkina, and she is a manifestation coach, and she has manifested like a dream world for herself. She lives, they've just bought a house in Arizona. You know, she's seven figures. She's amazing. But not every podcast of hers is amazing, but the one that caught my eye and I listened to and I thought was really, really good was The Exact Steps I Take to Manifest Everything I Want, and then in brackets, super detailed.
Ooh.
So it's the 30th of October episode, and she basically gives you her step-by-step process to manifestation, and it really got me back on track this week.
Ooh, I'll definitely listen to that. I love that. Okay, so Claire McKenna is back with a little health coaching tip. Life is busy. It's going to ramp up over the next few weeks. It can be a lovely time of the year to meet up with friends and family, head out with the people you work with, but remember to make space between it all. When we look at our weeks, we schedule in work commitments, kid commitments, the dentist, and the bank. But do we truly make time to rest and recharge? It's also okay to say no to certain things. Put yourself, sorry, like.
This is.
I read Claire's health tip for the first time live on the pod because I want my genuine reaction. But could she be any more aligned?
It's crazy.
It's also okay to say no to certain things. Put yourself first. Running around on empty serves no one. Start with something simple. Breath work. Before you get out of the morning, 3 or 4 minutes of box breathing. In for four, hold for four, out for four. 10 rounds is a good number to start with. It will calm your nervous system and allow you to start your day by nourishing yourself first.
The breathing. So when I was away in India, I was away with a friend of mine called David Ford, who used to play professional football. He was the Ireland goalie for years. And so his game plan in life is... He teaches breath work on Zoom in the mornings, and I have signed up to what he calls a beam session. So in it, he does 10 minutes of movement, of stretching, 10 minutes of breathing, and 10 minutes of meditation.
Oh, the perfect length of a class.
Isn't it? And 7 to 7:30 means that you are literally ready to go. So check David out. Let me just give you his Instagram. And he'll be starting a brand new wave of beam sessions in January. So if you fancy doing some breathing in January, I highly recommend them. And like Claire says, you don't need to do too much breathing to feel the benefit of it.
Mm. David Ford is a real footballer name, isn't it?
Isn't it? Massively. David Ford Pathfinder on his Instagram.
Brilliant. Actually, speaking of the dentist, look what I've been sitting beside the whole time. Pia's dentist kit. Pia said to me the other day, "Mom, I don't know what I'm more excited for, Santa or the dentist." She has a dentist appointment in December that she's been counting down the days to, literally. She is obsessed with going to the dentist.
Said nobody ever. That's phenomenal.
I know. I love that for her.
Aww.
Okay, brilliant. Really good recommends there. And Claire McKenna, like, could you be any more aligned with us? I'm going to link Claire's Instagram for the Soul Sisters to follow her. She's such a great person.
She's a ledge.
Okay, so what's the plan for the week?
So I'm heading to do a yoga class now, and it's open day at the studio. So I've signed up to help and welcome all the new yogis to Sadhana Yoga. So I'll do that this afternoon. And I'm just going to give myself a little bit more of a break this week.
Oh my God, me too.
You know, just go easy. We're coming into Christmas. It's going to be absolute madness. So I'm going to be my own best friend this week.
Nice. Our concert hall show, the Good Glow Christmas show, is taking place on December 3rd. It's on a Sunday. It's at 5 o'clock, which I think is the perfect time. You can either go for lunch beforehand, go for dinner afterwards. It's basically sold out. This is why I wanted to mention it. We've 20 tickets left, but those 20 tickets are all individual seats.
Wow.
So there's no seats left together. So I'm putting it out into the world. Soul Sisters or Soul Sister, if you fancy coming along for an hour, for 90 minutes of you time. We've loads of people coming to the show by themselves. This is your invitation to get a ticket, pop in, do something for you, nourish yourself, connect with an amazing tribe. We're going to have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Like I said, there's only 20 tickets left. So I'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to come along. And I can't wait to let you know who's going to be at it. It's huge.
Okay, well, that's it for this week. You can get us on Instagram if you want to chat to us. I'm shocking at the DMs, girls and boys. I'm shocking, but I promise I will get to your message. And if I haven't responded, I've probably seen it and smiled. So thanks.
And I cried at your Instagram reel this week.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it was so real. Your reel was real, which is what we're after. So at Claire Solon on Instagram and at Georgie.Crawford. Thank you so much to the Soul Sisters for tuning in. We're nearing the end of another season.
Can't believe it. So what is this, episode 8?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
Lost count. But thank you so much to everyone for tuning in, and all the Soul Sisters that I've met this week. Sending love to you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.